In bed he did not lie like a corpse. At home he did not put on any formal deportment. When he saw anyone in a morning dress, though it might be an acquaintance, he would change countenance. When he saw anyone wearing the cap of full dress, or a blind person, though he might be in his undress, he would salute them in a ceremonious manner. To any person in mourning he bowed forward to the crossbar of his carriage. He bowed in the same way to anyone bearing the tables of population. When he was at an entertainment, when there was an abundance of provisions set before him, he would change countenance and rise up. On a sudden clap of thunder or a violent wind, he would change countenance. When he was about to mount his carriage, he would stand straight, holding the cord. When he was in the carriage, he did not turn his head quite round. He did not talk hastily. He did not point with his hands. Seeing the countenance, it instantly rises. It flies round, and by settles. The master said, "There is the hen pheasant on the hill bridge. At its season, at its season." Su Lu made a motion to it. Thrice it smelt him and then rose.